The Lord be with you.
The Gospel of Matthew opens with that wonderful Christmas time prophecy of Isaiah. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel, which means God is with us. And of course, you and I know Jesus as Emmanuel, as God with us in the flesh. And the Gospel of Matthew actually closes out with the last verse of the book as Jesus, Emmanuel, promises us, remember, remember, I am with you always to the end of the age. And I think that Jesus asks us to remember because, well, Jesus knows us and he knows that we can be prone to forget. And so Jesus says, remember, I am with you always. I am with you when you're facing trouble. I am with you when you're testing positive. I'm with you when you don't know what to do. I'm with you when you're struggling with temptation. Jesus Emmanuel is with you right now. Jesus is always present to us, but we are not always present to him. And so that's why today I want to share with you what has become one of the most important spiritual practices in my life, a spiritual practice that has made a big difference in my walk with God, a spiritual practice that helps me to live more and more in the awareness that God is always with us. The spiritual practice is the daily God hunt. And I learned the daily God hunt from David and Karen Maines in their book, Daring to Dream Again. And actually, the daily God hunt is a modern version of what is an ancient spiritual practice. Some people hunt for treasure. Some people hunt for gold. Some people hunt for deer. But people hunt for all kinds of things. I like to hunt for God. And here's how the daily God hunt works. It's really pretty simple, but powerful. The daily God hunt begins first thing in the morning before my feet hit the floor. It begins with a prayer, something like this. Dear Lord, I'm going to be looking for you today. I'm going to be hunting for you in my day. Please give me eyes to see you. Amen. You know, the prophet Isaiah in Isaiah chapter 6 says that the whole earth is filled with the glory of God. And so that means that God is right there for us to see him in his glory. The apostle Paul in Acts chapter 17 says that in God we live and move and have our being so that our lives are surrounded by the very presence and glory of God every day. And so I begin the day asking God to help me to see him in my day. Then, with eyes wide open, I am hunting for God in my day. I am looking for God to show up in ways like this. I hunt for God in an answer to prayer. I hunt for God as he shows himself in his creation. It might be a beautiful sunrise. Or just the other day, my wife and I, we just had to stop and look at the amazing beauty of a flower, and I couldn't help but say to her, you know, God is really showing off today. In addition to hunting for God's presence in an answer to prayer or his presence in his creation, I hunt for God being present in another person. It might be a phone call from a friend or a special Christmas card with a note, or it might be the wise counsel from a friend. That is God's presence to us in another person. I hunt for God's presence as God helps to do his work in the world. God gives the words to say to a hurting friend, or God gives strength to keep going in time of trouble. I hunt for God in synchronous events, you know, those coincidences in which things come together at just the right time. That's God. Or I hunt for any evidence of God in his love and care throughout the day, any sense of God's presence during this time of COVID, or God providing, God making a way in a rough economy. It all means just stopping to pay attention, to the God who is always present to us, and we seek to be present to him. Well, I bet you could probably add to my list ways in which you would find God in your daily God hunt. And so the God hunt begins in the morning, asking God to give you eyes to see him during the day, and God will do that. And then throughout the day, as you are hunting for God, you're paying attention for those ways in which God is always with us. Okay, now something really important for the daily God hunt. And that is, as you end your day, take a few moments to think back over your day and note your God sightings. That's what I like to call them, God sightings. That's what they are. Note the God sightings that you had during the day. And I find that as I do this, I am often surprised at how many times God shows up in my day as I am hunting for him. And, you know, besides giving me the joy of thinking back over God's presence in my day, I find that by noting my God sightings, it actually sharpens my spiritual vision for the next day to help me to be more alert in God's presence with me in the next day. So the last thing that my wife and I do at night before we turn out the light, we think back over our day and we share our God sightings. We share our God sightings, and that helps us in paying attention to God. And we find that in sharing our God sightings, we're actually encouraging each other in God. And I find that people, young and old, I mean, they really catch on to the daily God hunt. And, you know, I will see people that I spoke to 20 years ago about daily God hunt, and they will mention to me a God sighting. And so I often begin a Bible study, or I begin a class asking people to share their God sightings. I find that people look forward to sharing God sightings. And God's presence becomes more and more real to us and is encouraging to others. So that God is more than just a deduction to a logical argument that God exists. God is more than just an idea up here in our head, but God is really with us, loving us, caring for us, wanting us to know that he is with us. I find that makes all the difference in my life, that he is Emmanuel. He is God with us. That's why Jesus came. That is the good news of Christmas. I am Tim Smith, a fellow traveler. Thanks for listening. Until next time.